an increasing number of people are priced out of the market, so they can't afford to buy food. And that leads to tremendous anxiety. Where will my food come from? How will I feed my kids? Am I going to have to send my husband to work hungry, et cetera, et cetera? And so even if the people don't starve at the end of the day, it profoundly impacts their psyche. And the government recognizes this, and so it talks about low food security. And then it creates a subcategory within that of people who experience very low food security. And that's essentially the hungry subpopulation. And by the government's estimates, that's about 4% of Americans. So even though it's numerically it sounds like a small number, when you actually work that out, it's huge. Because that means by the government's own calculations, about 12 million Americans are actually enough insecure about their food that they really do qualify as hungry. They miss meals on a fairly routine basis. They eat utterly inadequate amounts of protein and so on. And I think at that point, for the government to avoid using the term hunger is just disingenuous.